With all the news here at home, it's harder to keep up with news from around the globe. I mean, remember the migrant crisis in Europe? Yeah, it's still happening. In France, for example, more migrants arrive in Paris every day. That's in part because last year French authorities dismantled a major migrant camp in Calais, where many migrants settled, hoping to somehow cross the channel to Britain. Now there's a new humanitarian center in northern Paris, but as Adeline Seal reports, already it's bursting at the seams.
On a cold, rainy day, Nassar Ahmad is standing in front of the gates of the new humanitarian migrant center. He's from Pakistan. He arrived here a couple of weeks ago after crossing through a long line of countries. And now he has no place to sleep.
Camp closed.
It's closed.
Yes.
So you can't sleep there tonight?
I am sleeping this road.
Under the overpass over there?
Yeah, this road.
The temporary shelter and processing center houses 400 people and will soon take in more, but not everyone who needs it can get in. Down the road, a group of men huddles over a warm subway grate on a muddy highway median. They're using blankets to shield themselves from the pouring rain. They seem to be in good spirits, though.
The weather is too cool out, that's why we stay here.
26-year-old Abdallah Khalil is from Darfur in Sudan, like many of the men here. Khalil left home in 2014 because of the war there, and after a long trek through Libya and Italy, he made it to Paris last month. He tried sleeping outside the gates of the migrant center to secure a bed, but they didn't have space.
I waited there 2 days and then I came here. I never enter inside.
When I ask how he can bear sleeping outdoors in this cold, he says it's no big deal compared to the terrifying 3-day boat trip he took across the Mediterranean. He wanted to go to England, but he's given up on the idea. Like many others here, he'll request asylum in France.
Now we are staying here and we want to live here to continue our education.
After France dismantled the Calais jungle in October, migrants like Khalil began heading to Paris instead, as many as 50 to 80 a day, according to Paris officials. In fact, last month, the French NGO Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, decided to bring a mobile clinic. But even they have trouble keeping up with the demand, and that leaves volunteers to fill the gap. In the Pajol neighborhood, about 24 homeless migrants stand around a picnic table set with hot tea dispensers and bread, hard-boiled eggs and bananas. Retiree Laurent Pichelin is part of a group of neighbors that organizes these meals. Here, there could be 40, 50, or even 100 people a day, Pichelin says. Some come later in the day because they live in remote hotels where they get no food. Pichelin laments that many of the men here don't have winter coats or warm shoes. One 16-year-old boy from Eritrea is wearing only a light hoodie and sneakers in sub-freezing temperatures. But the donations that used to flow into Calais are now arriving in Paris.
Jumpers, trousers and jackets. Jackets being the most important thing, literally everyone's asking.
British volunteer Heather Young worked in migrant camps around Europe, and she recently started her own group, Paris Refugee Ground Support. In their warehouse, she and other volunteers sort through blankets, yoga mats, shoes and clothes that they distribute at night in a van.
So we need at least 2 boxes of each size.
Yeah.
Young says she has to walk a fine line here. One rainy night, she tried to hand out blankets and even plastic bags to men sleeping outside the migrant center, but the police told her to stop. She says authorities don't want migrants on the streets getting too comfortable.
They're not allowed to sleep in a building. They're not allowed to sleep in a tent. They're not allowed to sleep in a sleeping bag. So we run around giving them aid, and the police tell them they have to move without their stuff.
Every day? Every day the police come?
Every day, more than once a day.
MSF accuses the police of harassing migrants. The group reported that police used tear gas to disperse men sleeping on the streets and took away their blankets. Police officials aren't commenting now, but Interior Minister Bruno Le Roux vehemently defended the police on a radio talk show.
Mais faut arrêter ce sport national de mise en cause des policiers.
We need to stop this national sport of questioning the actions of the police. They have no orders other than to help provide shelter and safety for vulnerable people.
As for Abdallah Khalil, the man from Darfur, he is no longer sleeping on a subway grate. He finally managed to get inside the center and requested asylum. He might get it, though the odds are against him. In 2015, fewer than 1 in 3 asylum requests were granted. For The World, Adeline Cyr, Paris.